And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. Get well, stay well, live well, look fabulous. I'm Elise Elliott, your host today. Call us 131-873. We love your calls. Love to hear from you. Joining me in the studio is my favourite pharmacist and master herbalist, Gerald Quigley. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, Elise. Terrific to see you.
Great. And you had a special day yesterday you wanted to announce.
Well, I had a call yesterday from a fella called Tom. I don't know if you know him. Tom and I were chatting about why International Men's Day, which was yesterday,
was
celebrated
it?
In 80 countries, why it wasn't in the paper.
I didn't even know.
I discussed it with my wife, Philippa, who said every day for your mates, Men's Day. So let's move on. So did you celebrate it, Zoe?
Zoe. Well, we have Zoe Bingley-Pullen, nutritionist. She's in our Sydney studio. Did you celebrate Men's Day?
Well, actually, Emily made a very cute little tag because I actually didn't even know there was International Men's Day.
Oh,
so
wash your mouth
I apologise.
Come on, we have International Women's Day. Why can't we have
Fair enough. I'll give my hubby extra barbecue cooking time tonight.
Perfect.
So you can just stare in the barbecue
For
a little longer. Now, Zoe, you did an interesting post during the week on healthy ways to add healthy flavours to healthy foods. I loved that. Does that mean I've got to get rid of my sweet chilli sauce packed with sugar and preservatives?
Look, it's all about nourishing ourselves, nourishing our taste buds by not just adding salt into it. Herbs, spices, they add flavour, anti-inflammatories, but it's really that oomph that we need first thing in the morning and in all our meals.
Great, thank you. Now, on the topic of food, our lead health topic today is food safety. Did you know, Gerald and Zoe, there's a staggering 4.67 million cases of food poisoning each year? Now, you know if you've had it at the time, it feels like the worst affliction in the world.
Well, I have a mate of mine who thinks he was given a dodgy oyster by his wife, which is interesting. And I spoke to him on the phone yesterday. He sounded absolutely shocking. Yeah. He said just the physical demands of I'm sorry for those having breakfast, of just vomiting. It just drains you. And he's a big, strong bloke, but struggling.
Yeah, but there are ways to avoid it. What to do, what not to do. We chat with Lydia Bookman. She's a spokesperson for the Food Safety Council. And she'll let us know about the dangers of eating raw and minimally cooked food. Now, this is interesting, Zoe, because sort of raw food's kind of cool at the moment, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Look, it definitely has a big fad, and it's a bit confusing because often we think it's got a higher nutritional value, but there's ways to cook it, which just doesn't compromise the nutritional value, but I'm all for learning a little bit more from Lydia because Christmas is around the corner and I do like leftovers.
Yeah, we're going to chat about leftovers and also looking at buying a digital meat thermometer to check whether our food is safe to eat. Also coming up, a segment on how to look our best no matter what our age. We have Jade Kisnorbo. She's a celebrity hair and makeup artist. She's going to tell us how to get out of a makeup rut and basic beauty needs in our toolkit. I'd be interested to see what's in yours, Gerald.
I think I need that too.
Also announcing an award for Chemist Warehouse. That's a bit exciting. That's coming up. Plus, Gerald, we look at the benefits of milk thistle on the A to Z of vitamins.
And it's appropriate we're talking food because one of the hardest working organs in our body is our liver, a fascinating organ which can regenerate if it's damaged, provided we look after it. So we'll have a discussion about that later on.
Ah, what an exciting show. All that, food handling over summer, how to eat raw and correctly cooked food right here on the House of Wellness, and of course, your calls, 131-873.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there's a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils. oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy, Go Ashwagandha for $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We love your calls here on the House of Wellness, 131873. We're going to a few of them soon, but first, we're discussing food poisoning. All those cases, 4.6 million a year, result in some 47,000 hospitalisations and 38 deaths. So it's a very serious thing. Interestingly, a lot of it can be prevented. We thought we'd look at ways of keeping safe leading into summer, and in particular the festive season where there's all those yummy leftovers. Joining us on the line is Lydia Bookman. She's a spokesperson for the Food Safety Information Council. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning. Nothing like talking about food poisoning.
Oh, I know. But you know what? If you've had it, everyone can relate to it, Lydia. Now, interestingly, your theme this year is raw and risky, which is kind of catchy in the right way, of course. As I discussed earlier with Zoe, there's this sort of trend towards raw food. It's seen as kind of cool, kind of the moment. But what is your advice when it comes to eating raw food?
Look, we're particularly focusing on raw meat this year too. So, but other things like salad can be risky as well. And certainly one of those things we're asking people to do is to pop out and get a meat thermometer. So next time you're at the shops, you know, whether it's a supermarket or one of those kitchenware shops or even a barbecue shop, get a meat thermometer so you can actually check how well you're cooking that meat. Because certainly we want people to eat better cooked steak. We're actually recommending not to have rare steak or raw meat at all. About 0.2% of Aussies in our latest survey said they ate raw meat, and 4% said in the last few months they'd actually eaten rare meat. So that's quite a risk from food poisoning term.
Lydia, I'm a big fan of sashimi, tartare and all these types of foods, but I do remember reading one time that in Japan, eating wasabi helps to actually kill off some of that bacteria and those parasites. What other things can we do? Because I do like the taste of these foods and I don't necessarily want to compromise, but obviously health is really important.
It is indeed. And look, wasabi, though it's hot, doesn't actually make much difference to
right.
the bugs in your food. It's not just food poisoning bacteria, particularly looking at toxoplasmosis this year. Most people haven't heard of it. Only about 17% of Aussies have heard of toxoplasmosis, but it's a nasty parasite. It's spread by cats. It breeds in cats, so if you actually touch cat poop, you like can pick it up. And it does get into meat muscle. So if you have that meat rare or raw, you can get infected by that. And it's not just a tummy upset. That can be a lifetime infection. Most women have been pregnant know about it because it's very dangerous for unborn babies. But also if you've got an immune problem, it can make you very, very sick.
Lydia, I think I might be just losing the plot a little, but are we becoming so focused on fancy ways to serve food, fancy spancy ways, forgetting the basics like cooking things sensibly, washing your hands before food preparation, all those simple things? Have we gone too far now where we're almost warning people about what they should be eating, which to me seems a bit, just seems a bit contradictory.
Yes, well, certainly with moving from not having a rare steak, we're saying medium rare is fine. And there's not a lot of difference. Most people are quite happy with medium rare. And we just want people to know about the risk. You know, if you don't mind the idea of having parasites doing nasty things. And look, they can cause blindness. It's reasonably serious. But none of this stuff is rocket science. Most of it is sensible. As you said, washing your hands is a really good idea. We did a survey of people who, how often they wash their hands, and it was surprisingly, even with COVID, you know, 9% of women and 27% of men don't wash their hands at all when we watch them in a shopping centre bathroom. Think of that next time you shake hands with someone. And you know, hand washing not only stops food poisoning, it's all sorts of other viruses like COVID and norovirus and things you certainly don't want to get. So simple stuff, none of it's rocket science, and it doesn't take very long to do that.
So Lydia, we've got Christmas around the corner, there's going to be lots of leftovers. If three take-home points of how we should store our food, you know, what is it? What can we do? Because I love my leftovers.
And it's great, and we always have plenty after Christmas. Look, this year's going to be a great Christmas. We can all get together again, but at the same time, we don't want food waste, and we don't, and everything's very, very expensive. So if you're planning for Christmas and starting to pick stuff up, think about whether you need that giant turkey, if there's only a few of you. You might want a turkey breast or turkey buffet, something a little bit smaller. Or do you need that giant ham, or can you get something smaller? Then you're not overstraining your fridge by storing things in it for ages. Remember, if you're getting a frozen turkey, it will take ages to defrost. So read the instructions on that frozen turkey and make sure you have plenty of time to defrost it, and always defrost it in the fridge. And then you have fewer leftovers afterwards. So admittedly, they're always nice at Christmas time. Certainly, if you're entertaining before and during Christmas and you've got leftovers, don't leave things lying out in the sun. It's a nice hot summer and it's lovely to entertain outside. But if you've got a barbecue or if you've got dips and things, put out dips slowly, small amounts at a time. Never top them up. You know, just put out fresh amounts every so often so that's not sitting in the sun. And also don't, again, cook that huge amount. If you've got leftovers, put them back in the fridge as soon as you can, pretty quickly. Don't leave them out all afternoon. Or put them in the freezer too in small amounts. Yep.
Lydia, the big question on everybody's lips is, how long can you leave food on the floor if you've dropped something?
5 seconds.
Well, let's ask the expert. How long, Lydia?
Surprisingly, I've got a great cartoon on my wall that says it's the king of the germ thing. No, you must wait 5 minutes. look, it depends what it is. And my theory, of course, is it depends on the value of the food. If it's a really yummy piece of chocolate or a cashew or something, no, that's fine. Really, the floor is contaminated. You walk in from outside with dog poop and all sorts of things on your shoes. So it's remember that. Obviously, little kids crawled around on the floor and they're fine and they don't get too sick. But don't get too paranoid about it. But at the same time, it's not a good idea.
Thank you. Lydia Bookman, spokesperson for the Food Safety Information Council, with amazing tips on how to keep our food safe this Christmas Day. Plenty of your calls, including Narelle from Fletcher in New South Wales. Good morning, Narelle.
Morning, Narelle.
Morning, how are we?
We're well. How can we help you?
Good. I just wanted to know, I've started taking ubiquinol and there's a couple of different ones. Some have got CoQ10 and some haven't. Is there any advantage on the one with the CoQ10 or does it not matter?
The clear difference, Narelle, is that ubiquinol is the ready-to-use form of coenzyme Q10, so therefore better absorbed and more efficiently used. For most people, about 150 milligram a day, although in long COVID, it's been shown 300 milligram, perhaps once or twice a day, really shakes you out of that fatigue that's associated with long COVID. But on average, 150 milligram, there's been no definitive comparison, but it's estimated that 150 milligram of ubiquinol gives you between 300 and 400 milligram of coenzyme Q10, best taken in the morning.
There you go, Narelle. Best of luck with that. Coming up, our next guest has made up some of Australia's most high-profile faces, and she's here to give us some tips. More coming up.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get chlorine dry shampoo with oat milk, 150 ml for $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Love your company here on the House of Wellness. I'm Elise Elliott, your host. Joining me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe in Sydney. Now, I've got some exciting news. Also, give us a call, 131873. The news, Chemist Warehouse has claimed the Reader's Digest Quality Service Awards pharmacy title. Now, the group saw off a challenge, very, very competitive market, a poll of 2,500 Australians. And the survey addressed five different criteria. So it was about personalisation, understanding, simplicity, satisfaction and consistency. So CWH Director Mario Tasconi welcomed the public announcement and he had to say this: this award is a credit to our staff across Australia who have gone above and beyond to keep the doors open and provide service and products to our customers throughout the pandemic. Pretty exciting news, Gerald.
And what it shows, Elise, and the world of retail generally, as we know, isn't a particularly easy place to be for various reasons. And I throw it out there that there have been a number of negative issues involved in working in a pharmacy. We've had pharmacists assaulted, pharmacy staff assaulted, both in and outside stores. So for the whole profession and those operating community-based pharmacies and being available to the public, and that includes Chemist Warehouse and all others, we need just to recognise that the nurses do a great job, the doctors do a great job, but often front of house, where there's no one between you and someone who's upset, anxious, depressed, violent, potentially, you're face-to-face, sometimes across a counter, maybe at the front door, maybe even outside on the street. We've just got to remember that all retailers need respect. A lot of them are new, a lot of people coming into the retail industry because we're so short-staffed everywhere. So to get awards like this and recognition, I think it's a great flow-on effect of how hard so many people have worked, particularly over the last couple of years.
Indeed. Hear, hear, Gerald. And Zoe, exciting news, obviously.
It's fantastic, and exactly like Gerald said, I mean, often that's our first point of call. We can't always go to the doctors, and there's such a variety of information that our pharmacy has to offer, from great nutrition, great supplements, and obviously, you know, that little bit of support that we need. So congratulations, a wonderful award.
There you go. Chemist Warehouse claimed the Reader's Digest Quality Service Awards Pharmacy title. Congratulations. Eric joins us from Tarnit. Hi, Eric.
Morning, Eric. How can we help you?
Good morning. I'm suffering quite bad with leg cramps. I'm 83 years of age. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I can hardly walk of a night time.
Nothing more painful, Eric, particularly if it disturbs your sleep. Are you taking any fluid tablets at all, Eric, or anything to lower cholesterol?
Yes, I take a Crestor.
Okay. And you get cramps every night?
Not every night, no, okay. But when I do get them, I can't walk, I have to crawl.
Okay, there are two aspects here, Eric. The first thing to try, based on what you've just responded with, is magnesium. So go to your pharmacy and get some magnesium capsules or powder, follow the instructions, and usually you will find within 2 to 3 nights those cramps will settle. If they don't, there may be a Crestor involvement. So then we had a caller before, Narelle, who mentioned ubiquinol. Add ubiquinol as well, 150 milligram in the morning. And between those two, they will resolve the cramping issue for you. And you'll get good, comfortable sleep. And it's a very safe mineral, magnesium. You can take it for as long as you want. But I'd say in 3 months' time, you should be able to either stop it or lower the dose. But you know what? I keep going with the ubiquinol because it brings a whole lot of benefits.
And it's such a great nutrient, magnesium. There's lots of different types of magnesium, and there's one particular called bisglycinate. So if you speak to your pharmacist, that's absolutely like bang on when it comes to leg cramps. The other thing also, you can incorporate more magnesium-rich foods into your diet. You do have to eat a lot of them, but nuts and seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, almonds, cashews, peanuts, I mean, these things, they do have magnesium in them. So maybe just, you know, throw that in a salad, put in a smoothie, snack on these types of foods. The other thing also is just to check your hydration levels. It's amazing in clinic how many people actually don't drink enough water. It's such a contributing factor. And even sprinkling a little bit of good quality salt, like your Himalayan salts, just a little bit into that water can help as well.
There you go, Eric. Best of luck with your leg cramps. Craig joins us from Epping. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
G'day, guys. How you going?
We're well.
I had a bit of a tumble and torn my ligaments in my shoulder. Uh-huh. And I'm on painkillers to a certain degree, sure, which I don't like taking. But my uncle put me onto magnesium and turmeric.
Yes.
Is that heading in the right direction, Gerald?
Uncle's spot on. He's spot on, Craig. So the turmeric certainly works as a very effective anti-inflammatory. It's all very well to have the pain reliever, but it's just really a Band-Aid. The thing that's going to make a difference is another herb called arnica, Craig, because it hastens healing from inside. You can take it orally, best in a form that dissolves in your mouth and it's absorbed through your buccal cavity. But take the arnica and add that, continue with the turmeric and the magnesium, and that's going to hasten your repair. But remember, it will take time.
Best of luck, Craig, with your torn shoulder. Sounds very painful. Coming up, we get the latest on what's new in the beauty world from an industry insider here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Chlorane Dry Shampoo with oat milk, 150 ml for $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thank you for joining us on House of Wellness. We love your calls, 131873. I'm with Gerald and Zoe. They're going to answer them, so call us. Coming up, our next guest has made up some of Australia's most high-profile people. The married mother of two was mentioned on the red carpet at the recent AFL Brownlow Medal Awards. She made up former coach and AFL player Danny Laidley and her partner, Donna Leckie. She studied her craft in London, has worked in the beauty industry for more than a decade. Jade Kisnorbo, she's a celebrity hair and makeup artist and beauty guru at the House of Wellness. Good morning, Jade. God, that's quite a big rap. Woohoo for a Sunday morning. No pressure then. Now, Jade, I've got to confess, I'm in a full-on makeup beauty rush. You know, seriously, I think I was given some tips in the 90s. When I was, a little young reporter, and I think I'm still clutching on to that look.
Well, I think a lot of people are, and I think the key is to actually have fun with makeup. Your face changes, therefore your makeup needs to change, or your application does.
Yeah, okay. And what about, dare I say it, age as well? You know, as we age gracefully, are we supposed to sort of shake up our look a bit?
Yeah, okay, so I agree with you. I think most people, they begin and they get taught how to do their makeup when they're 21, even earlier when you do your deb, things like that. And what happens is you stay in the same makeup, right? You do the same eyes, the same black liner or no eyeliner, mascara, face, and you get great foundation, you pop on your skin and everything looks great, but you start to age and your face then starts to change. So our eyebrow bones, they often come forward and it changes our eye shape. Our skin becomes obviously not as taut and tight. So you actually need to change that application, and you may want to, as you get older, not put heavier makeup. I think a lot of the time people get scared. I don't know if you do. A lot of people are like, I don't want any heavier makeup on my skin. I just want to change the application. So the key is more on the eyes, because we lose our lashes, we lose our brows, the hair, and it is shorter. So more on the eyes for that definition, but less on our skin. So when you're applying on your skin, your foundation, I think it's key to not really cover your whole face, but apply where those problem areas are. And we must not forget SPF. So important.
I always love what Coco Chanel said, before you leave home, take one thing off. So does the same thing apply to makeup? Should we be doing less?
Yes and no. So on our skin, yes. So no, we don't need a full coverage as we walk out the door. If we're not going to a wedding or we're not getting filmed and photographed, which most of us aren't, I don't believe we do need a lot on our skin. I think it's more, I think in makeup school in Paris, I remember a makeup artist said something to me and it's stuck with me ever since. And it is, give someone a flawless, even base and they'll be happy. And I think that's all we want. We get sunspots, we get things like that. Cover those, but you don't need to do it all over your face. With your eyes, though, like I said earlier, definitely add a bit of eyeliner and maybe contour. So that's the skill that a lot of us haven't updated, contouring.
Jade, bearing in mind, how are you this morning?
Hello.
We are celebrating International Men's Day from yesterday. Off topic a little, what moisturising technique should blokes use? Bearing in mind, we have the same sort of skin as you do. We age just as rapidly as you do.
Yeah.
How can we, where do you start? We've got a couple of tips.
I think massage is key. So a lot of people, I know that jade stone, rose quartz, they're a really important tool for both men and female to have. So I think that's the first amazing tool that everyone can have. And with moisturiser, you need to assess what type of skin you have. A lot of people just go buy a moisturiser, pop it on, and think it's going to answer all your prayers. It's not. You have to actually work out what type of skin you have, whether it's sensitive, whether you've got a lot of open pores. And don't forget to tone. A lot of women and men, we pop on our moisturiser and then you walk out the door, you've got all your skin vulnerable. You need to tone. And what that does, especially with men, we have that they have over their nose, especially open pores, that will seal that, so it makes sure that your skin stays clean as well throughout the day. Once again, SPF is really important for men and women.
Jade, I'm a massive fan, as I've got older, to use a lot more liquid type products, like a liquid brush. what is your favourite beauty item right now?
Favourite beauty item? Wow. There are so many. I think in particular, it's very overwhelming and we get sent so many things and we go, and as a makeup artist, you're even overwhelmed. One that I really love is a Maybelline product. It's available at Chemist Warehouse and most chemists. It's a glowy foundation with an inbuilt sponge. So that's a real, it's called Instant Glow Perfector, and I've used it, and it's affordable, it's liquid, and it's got the sponge, so it's really easy to apply. And one other little beauty one that I have to tell everyone about, it's a bit scary if you don't know how to use it, but I personally love it, is Ardell Brow Lamination. But that's a whole nother chat.
And before you go, Jade, quick question, red lip, yes or no?
Depends on your lip shape and face, but I personally can't wear a red lip, but as a makeup artist, I love applying a red lip.
There you go. Thank you, Jade Kisnorbo, celebrity hair and makeup artist and beauty guru at the House of Wellness. Plenty of your calls coming up. We have Glenda from Gledswood Hills in New South Wales. How can we help you, Glenda?
Hi, Glenda. How can we help?
Hi. I get restless legs quite often. Can't Google to find anything that will assist with it. Keeps me awake for a couple of hours of the night. Is there anything that I can take?
Are you taking any medications, Glenda, regularly?
Yes. Yeah. Cholesterol, okay. High blood pressure, and an antidepressant.
Okay. Now, as I've mentioned before, ubiquinol will often interact with the issues around the cholesterol-lowering medication and the possibility of that being involved in restless legs. So ubiquinol, 150 milligram each morning, first of all. Now, if that doesn't settle it, within a week, please go and get some non-constipating iron. There's a new one that's come out in pastille form, which is very good. You have one a day. And folic acid, 5 milligram, not the 0.5, but 5 milligram. And you do that for 2 months, and that restores both iron and folate levels. And if the ubiquinol doesn't fix it, then that next combination will. Okay?
There you go, Glenda. Best of luck with that. And Alison from Mount Martha is on the line. Hi, Alison.
Hello, Alison.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
We're very well. How can we help?
I've got a bit of a sensitive topic to speak about today. My children get chronic constipation, and they've been put on Movicol, which I've heard some potentially nasty things about. I'm looking at some natural alternatives, and I believe magnesium could be of help. Is there anything else you'd suggest, Dr.
Jones? Well, it's magnesium and nutrition, Alison, and Zoe will have some suggestions there. But look, magnesium has got a slight laxative effect, and if we could reduce the need for the Movicol, that would be terrific, because that really is an artificial way of driving. So look at magnesium powder form, mix it with some juice. That's the best way at a children's dose, depending on age. Best laxative type food, Zoe, that will gently restore things.
So, again, chia seeds are amazing. They're basically something that you can hydrate, obviously, before. Pop them in their smoothie, pop it into, like, you know, some breakfast, but do hydrate it before. I get this all the time with my clients. It's important that you actually look at the entire diet, because this is not happening just because of one thing, and you need to look at their microbiome. So it's probably worthwhile getting a really good quality probiotic. It's a big picture fix, not just a one-time fix.
And also, too, Alison, drop me an email today, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab. I've got a couple of other quite specific suggestions too.
There you go, Alison. Best of luck with your kiddlywinks. After the break, supporting our liver and digestive health on the A to Z of vitamins, right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Add add some more volume to your hairstyle, turn heads with chlorine dry shampoo with oat milk from Chemist Warehouse. It leaves hair light and fresh with oatmeal extract that softens and protects the hair. Quickly refresh your style between washes. It's as easy as spray and brush away. Add volume and texture with Australia's number one dry shampoo. Chlorine dry shampoo with oat milk, 150ml. Only $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy, Go Ashwagandha for $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Love your company here on the House of Wellness. And, of course, we're taking your calls, 131873. Now, Gerald, what can we do to support our liver health?
Our liver is one of the hardest working organs in our body, Elise, and it filters all of the blood that comes from our stomach and intestines. It goes through a filter, it's like a pool filter. So it filters out, breaks down, balances, creates nutrients like bile to help digestion. But more particularly, it plays a role in breaking down a lot of the nasties that we inhale and we eat, so environmental toxins. And it also, that's why when you have a medication, you have it once a day or twice a day, because as soon as you have it, your liver it starts to work very quickly to break it down, gets the levels down, so you then repeat the dose the next time. Now, it means that it works very, very hard. And if you feel tired, if you feel fatigued, if you're getting bloating, it's often the liver involvement. Your doctor will often measure your liver enzyme functions. And the phrase is, you have fatty liver, but don't worry about it, it'll be okay. There is a solution. Mm. It's called milk thistle. And milk thistle is a specific herb which helps liver function, liver enzyme function. The liver is so amazing that if part of it's damaged, it will actually regenerate. Now, there's not many organs in our body that can do that, but our liver can. So milk thistle therefore helps digestive function. It supports natural detoxification. There are brands out there which are vegetarian friendly as well. So we're looking at a way of just supporting our overall digestive health with the hardest working organ we have, which is like, and just imagine if your pool filter packed up for a week, what the pool water would look like. It's the same in our whole digestive system as well. Everything comes to a grinding halt with all the ramifications that could cause.
You know, my late father-in-law swore by it.
Well, he told me that as well, and we remember Jack with affection, but he used to push his liver function pretty extensively for all sorts of reasons. But the biggest issue today, health-wise, is non-alcohol-related fatty liver disease. You can not go near any alcohol and still get fatty liver, because if you have a high carb loading, your liver starts to get fat around it and it just sits there. So it impedes its function. And that's one of the most common developing diseases of modern man at the moment.
The A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Milk Thistle, 50,000 one a day, a convenient, easy to absorb formulation to help support healthy liver function. Plenty of your calls as well here on the House of Wellness. Betty joins us from Doncaster.
Hello, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a problem. My body loses blood and nobody can find where it's coming from.
So, Betty, you're under the care of the local hospital, which for you probably would be Box Hill or somewhere out that way?
I went to Knox. I've been in there for 6 days. I've had specialists. I've had everybody. I've had colonoscopies, CTs, X-rays, you name it. I've even swallowed the camera.
Well, how frustrating. Now, are you using, are you getting a blood transfusion, Betty, to help you, or are you taking an iron supplement? What's being done to help you?
I have iron tablets because my body doesn't hold the iron, and I've had iron infusions, and then I have to have a blood transfusion to bring my blood back.
Look, I don't have a magic solution for you, Betty, but I'd certainly be having a chat to your pharmacist and asking if the iron supplement you're taking is easily absorbed, because many aren't, and you can swallow it and it will pass through really with very little absorption. There is, as I mentioned before, there is a pastille now that you can chew, so the iron is well absorbed. But could you check that with your local pharmacy in Doncaster? And good luck, and let's hope that there's a reason for what you're finding is happening.
It's right. Quite interesting also, because, I mean, exactly like Gerald said, we need to look at the absorption element. So it's worthwhile having a look at your gut. There might be some leaky gut syndrome in there. There might be some really high pro-inflamed situation. So dig a little deeper when it comes to gut health, because that is the center of all the absorption process.
Best of luck. Best of luck, Betty. Plenty more coming up on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When your body needs extra mental support, reach for Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha 8000 Plus Stress and Energy One a Day at Chemist Warehouse. It contains ashwagandha, which is traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to support memory and mental recall, and vitamin B5 to support energy production and help the body cope with environmental stress. Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha is $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy, Go Ashwagandha for $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Love your company on the House of Wellness. Now, Gerald, what was your favourite segment on the show?
For those with daughters like you, yes, worried about the breast care in contact sport, NRL, yeah, AFL, good segment on some world-first breast protection for women of all ages, but particularly the young kids developing on protecting their chest in contact sport.
What a great idea. My little one plays AFL, so that's not important.
Little one, I don't think so.
Yeah, she's taller than me. There you go, Zoe.
I had a beautiful evening last night. I actually went to Zoofari, which is Taronga Zoo's big charity event. It really does go to show what Taronga Zoo actually does, and actually helps work to not only conserve but support all the little Australian animals out there. So please, everybody, donate to Zoofari.
What was your favourite animal out there?
Oh my God, these little bilbies. They're just the cutest thing. I had to tell Emily that I didn't see any animal though.
She'd have animal envy. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Have a terrific Sunday.